We're going to start off with David. I've got a question for somebody who has a bad connection. But, David, why don't you go ahead and get us going?
Hey, Andy, how's your tooth? You took a pretty hard shot. I saw your mom's Facebook update. You guess you went to go to the dentist today?
Yeah, I haven't been lucky enough to catch that Facebook update yet. But, yeah, I got it. I had a couple of chipped teeth, and I got them fixed this morning.
How much did that hurt after the game or during the game?
It didn't really hurt too much. It was really more I got hit in the jaw a little bit. That's a little sore, but other than that, I'm all good.
So Mike set you up with the dentist? That was pretty fast work.
Yeah, he's the best around, so he gets it right.
Andy, how big was that win last night?
I asked you about this last night too, but what's it going to take to win this tournament, or you guys think you can do it?
Say it again.
I didn't get that. Could you try again?
Oh, that's fine. Can you hear me, Evie?
Yeah.
The win last night, you mean you knocked off the Atlantic 10 champs this year. How important was that victory to end the season heading into the tournament? How much can you get from that moving forward?
It was definitely big for us, just trying to build the momentum, like you said, and just, you know, stack together wins. Any game we play, we want to try to win, whether it's, you know, whether it matters for seeding or matters for anything, you know, we just want to try to come out and compete. So, you know, it was big for us, and we're looking to use it as fuel to continue to, you know, build in the tournament.
Can you put your finger on this team where you guys can lose to the last place team in the league and then a week later beat the first place team in the league? That seems rare. Can you put a finger on it as to, I mean, that's how good this team can be, and it's just weird that those kind of differences.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think we have to work on being more consistent as a team. You know, we have to approach every game with the same mindset and really just, you know, come out and play harder than the other team. So, you know, that's what we'll need during the conference tournament. That's what we're going to be focused on.
You talk about focus. You guys know it's going to be a championship game on your home floor if you can win three in 3 days. How much is that motivation, or do you try not to think about that?
We're really trying to take it We're really trying to take it one game at a time and just be super locked in on each game. But, yeah, we definitely are motivated with the chance to come back and play in UD Arena one more time. So, you know, that's a huge factor for us.
Talk a little bit about Rhode Island. This is a team, obviously, you guys know well, and spent a lot of time on the court with the double overtime thing. Just give us a preview of how you think this game will go and what you got to do to win it.
Yeah, they're a good team, very physical, so we're going to have to match that physicality and exceed it, really, if we want to win. And, you know, just make sure we come out swinging, make sure we play as hard as we can, leave everything we got on the court, and I think the rest will take care of itself.
Ivy, who you got busting you? Because when they're on the camera, we'll make sure you know and you can get them.
Brett Comer needs to be kicked out of the table.
David, did you have a question?
I think I'm good. Thanks.
Okay. Well, the question from Andre was, you know, based on how the last game at Rhode Island ended up, will you guys have any extra hunger or any extra motivation coming up on Thursday?
Definitely. You know, I think we blew a big lead that game, and we kind of didn't, you know, stay focused the entire 40. So that'll definitely be our goal, knowing that we, you know, had some lapses last game. So, I think that's definitely going to add some motivation, and, you know, we're just going to be super focused and excited to play.
All right. Do we have anything else for Ibby, guys? All right. Very good. Thanks for taking the time, Ibby. Have a good practice.
Thank you. Absolutely. Appreciate you guys.
All right, we'll see you now.